Columbus-based company Battelle created a machine that decontaminates PPE using hydrogen peroxide vapor so it can be reused by doctors and nurses. Through a multi-million dollar contract with the federal government, the machines have been deployed for use around the country as a solution to the growing shortage of PPE. The systems are being met with a mix of gratitude and concern from healthcare workers. In late March, workers at a Columbus warehouse were loading Battelle's critical care decontamination systems onto truck beds. The units are the first of their kind technology, modular so they can be easily shipped to coronavirus hotspots, with the promise of being able to clean 80,000 pieces of PPE for reuse up to 20 times. Battelle's technology was given FDA approval after about a week of urging from Governor Mike DeWine and even President Donald Trump. Several Central Ohio hospitals were the first in the country to send N95 masks for decontamination. That made health workers like OSU Wexner Medical Center nurse Rick Lucas uneasy.
After the extended wearing and then the decontamination, you know, the mask is definitely not as formed as it was. So there's concern about the integrity of the seal of the mask.
Lucas is a union representative for the hospital's 4,000 nurses. He says he's received reports of issues with the decontaminated masks.
A couple of nurses have, you know, reported that they've had, you know, some like irritation in their, you know, their throat or some coughing after wearing one that's come back from decontamination or noticing a, you know, a smell or an odor.
He fears the health system will continue to rely on old masks decontaminated by Battelle for free instead of buying new N95 masks. In an emailed statement, a spokeswoman for the Wexner Medical Center says they're working with Battelle to ensure the masks meet their standards. They say about 93% of the masks they send to Battelle are returned, and that they have not received reports or complaints regarding the sterilized masks. An Ohio Health spokesman also reported some masks were misshapen and did not seal properly, but they have not seen widespread degradation of the decontaminated masks, and they're trying to source brand new N95 masks as their primary solution.
It's not like this replaces the need to buy new masks, and of course we would like all of our nurses to have new masks all the time.
Lou Von Thayer is the CEO of Battelle. He says he agrees with healthcare union members like Rick Lucas who want new masks instead of decontaminated ones.
The system's really here for emergency purposes to get us through this pandemic until the supply chain can catch up again.
Battelle brokered two contracts with the federal government, the first for $78 million to create 60 systems to be sent around the country, and the second with a ceiling of $400 million for the workforce to man the machines. So far, 47 of those decontamination systems are in place, and two are in the federal stockpile. In total, they have decontaminated roughly 650,000 masks for 18,000 health systems. Von Thayer says he's only received 5 reports of issues with masks, which they reported to the FDA. On average, the systems are throwing away about 17% of masks.
They are inspected both before we clean them and after they're cleaned. And if they have lotion on them, if they have makeup, if they've been, if there's blood on them, if they've been severely distorted, we throw those away.
While Battelle's science says masks can be reused up to 20 times, the most one mask has been decontaminated is 11 times. Von Thayer says that's largely because the systems haven't been in place for that long. He says most masks from the earliest decontaminations have gone through the process 5 to 6 times so far. Across the country in Washington State, Olympic Medical Center sent their first round of PPE to a nearby Battelle machine for decontamination. Dr. Scott Kennedy is the chief medical officer.
Some people have been using the same mask for several weeks. This is a big change. With this recycling and a little more supply of new masks, what we will be doing is not using masks beyond one shift.
They're paying less than $1 per mask for the decontamination. He says that's a small price to pay to protect frontline health workers, even if a sixth of the masks end up in the trash can. Paige Flager, WOSU News.